हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 प्रोटेक्शन थ्रू governance is offered by Shastram. That is why the very word Shastram is Shastram. Because every time we hear this word Shastram, even though if it is translated as scripture in English language, I do not know whether the word scripture equally expresses what is expressed by the Sanskrit term Shastram. So that which offers protection through governance is Shastram. The second conjugation root, shas, shasti, the other verb, trayate. Shasti means governs. Trayate protects. Two verbs. So shasanam, governing, governance. So that which protects you through governing. Governs what? Governing the way of life. Governing the way of life implies teaching you the way of life. And way of life also is based on the vision with an end. So showing the end, helping you recognize your end, even though you are searching for the end, helping you recognize your end, then helping you accomplish the end, and helping you to live the way of life to be able to accomplish the end, thereby protecting you, is what? Protection through governance. Shasanat trayate iti shastram. That is why only if the shraddha, the faith is there, then being protected is possible. Protection is possible. If shraddha is not there, if we can't trust, can't faith have faith in that shastram, that it can protect you, then it can't help you. Shraddha is very important. And protection again, who is seeking the protection? Who is seeking the protection? In this universe, varieties of innumerable, countless number of beings are there. Who is seeking the protection? Really speaking, is a plant seeking protection? Is animal seeking protection? Really speaking, the seeking protection is there only on the part of a human being. So other living beings can live their lives in keeping with the program set in them. So, if you really analyze, we human beings are the protection seekers. We seek protection at the very basic level initially. It takes very long for us to understand that our seeking protection is not just protection sense, protection in terms of security. I need to have a house, I need to have a healthy body, I need to have food, I need to have some shelter, I need to have clothing, I need to have friends, I need to have, you know, I need to have a good atmosphere. So our seeking in terms of security, for protection, the very basic level initially. Really, all this seeking is based on one ultimate seeking. And to recognize it, that itself, it takes very long. That, in fact, what is sought is the protection means there is sense of being unprotected. The sense of being unprotected itself is because of the nature of what we are identifying with. And the constant search being there, constant seeking being there, now that you want to be seeker, you want to be seeking, helplessly you are seeking. We don't decide, let me become a seeker, let me seek, let me search for these things, let me seek protection. We don't decide to do it. So seeking is something very natural. Very natural. It is not a will involved, decided, planned program. You are helplessly, choicelessly a seeker. The problem is, initially we don't even recognize that we are seekers. That's why recognizing that I am a seeker, I am seeking itself is a really some, you know, upliftment, some sort of a progress. So there is misery, and the misery is only for, even though other beings, other living beings also have some pain and misery, really speaking, the physical pain, which is something can be easily forgotten if there's no proper evolved mind. That is why any dog or donkey, a monkey, if it has some wound or something, If it has the pain, it may be making noise, you know. Really, it can express its pain when it's suffering. But once that wound gets healed, you know, the body pain goes, you know, then afterwards it doesn't remember the past pain, doesn't worry about that pain it had before. But we have the pain. When you physically suffering also, we have the pain. After we get over it also, still hold that pain that we experienced before, that'll be in your mind. Again, it's a fear. What I want to say, the other beings do not have the problem of emotional pain. They have only physical suffering. That is why physical suffering goes, the physical suffering comes and goes means again it is not there. But what is lingering and what continues to be there in the minds is the emotional, the mental pain. And it's naturally it's there, isn't it? Mental pain is something there. So pain, if you ask this pain, does it come newly? Is there something called pain which is a new, brand new pain? No. One thing is made very clear in the scriptures. There is no such a thing called new pain, brand new pain. Freshly brewed. Like for a new, brand new pain is not there. Just now it has come. It was not there at all. Pain always, there's a time when you experience pain, that pain was already there in subconscious. Whatever we pain, whoever goes through, okay, emotionally, and that pain for which it's only surfacing of the old pain which you have, okay, in your subconscious. Pain is always old. Old pain. What is dormant, latent, underneath in your subconscious? The dormant, latent pain is as good as non-existent. Why? Because you do not experience it. Anything unexperienced is as good as non-existent. Only when it is experienced, it is existent for you. Unexperienced is non-existent, as good as non-existent. Experienced alone is existent. Therefore, when it is not that it is not there, nothing can come out, come into existence out of nothing. The pain was already there. The pain is already there. In subconscious. Only thing is, it needs to surface for you to go through that pain. For to surface, it needs to be triggered. For the pain to be triggered, for to surface, for you to experience, thereby to go through, experiencing the pain is going through the pain. It is something has to trigger it. The triggering, what is that which triggers the pain, what you go through, is only nimittam, instrumental. Nimittam. So the pain, that is why the big teaching is, in Tamil we say, nandrum thidum pirartara vara. Really nobody is responsible for any pain you go through in life. Nobody really contributes for your pleasure also. The source of pain, is it? Is not anything else in the world. You are also not a source of pain. There is pain. The pain surfaces. That is why you cannot really measure the depth of your mind, how deep subconscious is. Underneath, isn't it? When you say underneath, there's no yes, very incomprehensible that is. It is dormant, it is there, it surfaces. Only thing is, it needs an appropriate triggering instrumental situation for it to surface. And here, that is why we do not know, we think the present situations become responsible for our dukkham, pain. So we try to change the situations, we try to undo the situations so that we can get rid of the pain we go through. Because pain is not desirable. This I just talked because it continues from what I was talking to before. We want to get rid of the pain. So wanting to get rid of the pain is something natural thing. Because we never want to get rid of the pleasure. Only pain alone we want to get rid of. Because pleasure is, every time there is a pleasure, that pleasure is the fraction of second. The pleasure when you go through, you are just yourself. You are just yourself. But not knowing you are yourself, you are yourself. Whenever there is sukha anubhava, then you are yourself, not knowing you are yourself. You are just you are. But that is why that is something desirable for you. How can you say, I don't want myself? I don't want myself, you cannot say, because that is why when pleasure is desirable for you, because you are just yourself. In pleasure, you don't achieve anything, don't do anything. You are just yourself. But how long? Not that knowingly you are yourself. Just you are yourself. Then there is pleasure. But then the pain comes, therefore that is why you don't say, I don't want pleasure. You don't say, no, I don't want pleasure also. But pain, you say, I don't want. Because naturally want to get rid of the pain. Isn't it? But we also think what? We want to get rid of the pain. And one more thing is, we think the world is responsible for what I am going through, suffering. Is it? Sometimes I think I am responsible also, we think, for suffering. So anyway, what Shastram says is, so wanting to get rid of the pain, the misery, is a natural thing on the part of human being. That is why, and then to get rid of it, you try to do so many things. In fact, you can resolve the pain for good. Instead of making effort to get rid of the pain, you can resolve the pain for good by knowing the very truth of the pain. What pain is, if you see, the pain will resolve. You don't need to get rid of it. It will disappear. It will not be there for you to get rid of it. If it is there, you will try to get rid of it. And that resolving the dukkham for good, resolving the pain for good, through the knowledge of the truth of the pain, what is this dukkham? Where does this dukkham arise? No, where does the dukkham resolve? Why dukkham is not there always? But there sometimes dukkham is, isn't it? But discovering the truth of the dukkham, you resolve the very dukkham. Anything you want to resolve, just to go for the truth of it, you resolve it. So here the truth of the dukkham is also what? Truth of everything here. Truth of the whole here. Truth of the one who is going through the dukkham, the truth of the very dukkham, the truth of the pain, the experienced pain, truth of the experience of the pain, truth of the experiencer of the pain. experience the truth of the experiencer of the pain, truth of the experience of the pain, truth of the experienced pain. So experiencer, experience, experienced. It's called Triputi Bhedaha. Okay, resolve, we can resolve the pain. The truth of the pain can be discovered. If the truth of the experience is discovered, the truth of the experience can becomes discovered if the truth of the experiencer is discovered. So the discovery of the truth of the experienced pain is in fact discovery of the truth of the experience. Discovery of the truth of the experience is in fact discovery of the truth of the very experiencer of the pain. Because the truth of the three is one and the same. In discovering the very truth, very experiencer will resolve. Therefore, experience itself will be negated, means, and where will they be? Experience and the experienced. Is it clear? This is what is what? Resolution, isn't it? Who is the one who is going through this sorrow, dukkham? What is this dukkha anubhavaha? What is this dukkham that is anubhuyate, that is experienced? And this is what here the Shastram says, in discovering the truth of the experiencer, the truth of the experience becomes discovered, means the truth of the very experienced pain also becomes known. Then you can say, in fact, this truth, in discovering this truth, you can resolve even the entire universe. You can resolve everything. Resolve means, and what will be the vision you have? Sarvam Brahma. All that is here is the truth. Truth alone is. Reality alone is. Everything else which seems to be there, now is seemingly there. Truth alone is. This is the vision. Truth alone is Sarvam Brahma. All that is here is Brahma. In that vision, you resolve the experiencer, you resolve the experience, resolve the experienced, Triputi Bheda will be resolved. So resolving the Triputi Bheda is what, in fact, negating the duality through the vision of the truth. This is what is, in fact, filling, covering the, isn't it, mithya with satyam. Cognitively covering the mithya with satyam. Means there is no mithya. If it is mithya, is as good as non-existent. There is satyam. In that, there is only sukham. Sarvam Brahma, in that vision, what is there is sukham alone. There is no dukkham. Okay, sukham alone. There is only sukham, there is no dukkham. And that is what every human mind wants. And that sukham has to be, the sukham, when you say, it's that fullness, which is absolute peace or absolute happiness. You use these two words, happiness and peace. Absolute peace is absolute peace and absolute happiness is in that fullness. In fullness there is happiness. In fullness there is peace, absolute peace, the non-disturbable peace, the non-losable, isn't it, happiness, everlasting. So in fullness that is there. And that discovery of that becomes the ultimate accomplishment, absolute accomplishment. Therefore, sarvam brahma means this sarvam, this one truth is, only truth is the truth of everything. Truth of the whole means this sarvam is divided. How to arrive at the truth of everything? This sarvam is divided into three. One is I am, I, the experiencer, and the experienced world, Jagat, this universe, indicated by the pronoun this, then I, the self, am. I am. So I the experiencer, the Jagat is experiencer, experienced, and Lord the Creator. So Jivaha, Jagat, Ishwaraha. These three words stand for Sarvam. Divide Sarvam into three. I the experiencer, this the experienced universe, and the Lord the Creator of this universe. Creator of me and the universe. Experiencer me and experienced universe. This is how we see, because we assume this creator. Jivaha Jagat Ishwaraha. So, Jiva Swarupa Jnanam, the knowledge of the truth of the Jiva, Jiva means when you say individual I, is in fact knowledge of the truth of the whole, the Jagat. A knowledge of the truth of the whole is in fact knowledge of the truth of the Lord. Then you resolve these Vedas. In the Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara, Vedas you resolve. Which means relatively you retain the difference, absolutely resolve the, you see the non-difference. There is no way of resolving Ishwara, the Creator. You do not know who Ishwara is, how the Creator is. You cannot deny also there is no Creator. Because you know, to start with, isn't it? You can't deny there is no Ishwara, nor can you say there is Ishwara. So, but you just think of Creator. So you can resolve the Ishwara. Ishwara only when you resolve the very Jagat, creation. For you to negate the creation, isn't it? You need to know the truth of the creation. Thereby, you have to see. Shastram says, only way is start with the you. Never start from there, start from here. So if you are the experiencer of this universe, and what are you? Who you the experiencer are? Who you the experiencer are? Who are you? What are you? You are the experiencer. Definitely, you are the subject of experiencer. If you are jnata, you are the knower, you are the knower, experiencer, you are the observer, You are the subject of knowledge, subject of experience. Definitely you are, then the world is object of your experience, because the world is experienced. Therefore, it's object of experience. Therefore, you can definitely, you understand the experiencer, the subject of experience, is different from the object of experience. There's no confusion or anything, because definitely you see the experiencer, the subject of experience, being distinct, different from the object of experience. That is why in Shankara Bhagavatpada, in all his commentary, he'll say, what is this jagat? No, he will simply say one simple, he used this pronoun idam. Idam means this. Idam shabda vachya. Anything indicated by a third person singular pronoun. Third person pronoun is what? Jagat. Jagat means what? Object of experience. We have another word, lokaha. Lokaha itself means that which is experienced, that which is perceived. Lokete iti lokaha is lokaha. Means loki, the experiencer, is definitely different from the loka. That there is no doubt. So idam shabda vachyam, aham shabda vachyam, isn't it? What is that? What is indicated by the first person singular pronoun I is subject of experience, knowledge. What is indicated by the third person singular pronoun idam is what? Object of experience. That is why two different pronouns also we had to say, use, isn't it? I and this. We don't say, you know, why we differentiate from everything as this. This is, why do we need to indicate everything using this pronoun this? Because definitely I am the experiencer, I am the knower, I am different from all these known experienced objects. So I am the subject. I am the subject, there's no doubt. Until it comes to the body, we can happily use all these pronouns, singular and plural. This is no problem. We carefully use all the pronouns. We never use the pronoun I to indicate anything external to the body. Carefully we use. Even sleep, we'll say, that is there. We don't say, I am there. We have no identity with any external object. Therefore, there's no problem. We're very clear. We don't see any object as an object as a subject. We are not mad. We are not fools. There's any object as subject, isn't it? We are very clear. We see the object as object. We relate to the object as object. We are very objective towards objects. We are objective towards objects. The chair is broken, we don't say, I am broken. There is a broken branch of a tree, don't say, I am broken. The tree's branch is broken. We are very objective. You see the object as object, object's condition as object's condition, object's state as an object's state. Because we are objective, therefore, when you see other persons, isn't it? You see a cat or dog, as a bird, suppose limping with the thing. You see the object as an object. Even though you feel sad, but still you don't take that pain of that bird as your pain. Because you're objective. You feel for the bird, but you don't take the pain of the bird as your pain. Feeling for the other living being's pain is different from taking the other bird's thing, pain as your own pain and going to the same suffering. Isn't it? Because you're objective, because you're very clear there. You don't internalize the objects as yourself. Therefore, you are unaffected. You see other person's headache, other person suffering with the headache. You may give a Panadol or something, but you don't take other person's headache as your headache. Why? You see other person's head, you're objective toward other person's head. You don't internalize, isn't it? Oh, my head is aching, my God. Or you don't even say, I have headache. You don't know internalization. Because you're objective, because you don't take the other person's head, isn't it? As you are your head, isn't it? Because you're objective. Therefore, anything which is there, an object of experience, is different from me, the experiencer, the subject of experience. Therefore, I can be objective towards external world of things. And the problem is, just as anything external is objective, you're object towards external things, and here your own physical body also cannot be indicated by the pronoun I. Why? You cannot indicate. No, your own physical body cannot be indicated by the pronoun I. That also has been indicated by idam only. This only. You cannot say I am the body, you know. You cannot indicate because this also is object of perception, object of knowledge. Like other person's head is your object of knowledge, so also your own head is object of knowledge. Other person's back is your object of knowledge, your own back is object of your knowledge. Just as other person's tummy is object of knowledge, your tummy is also an object of knowledge. Other person's feet and legs and thighs are objects of knowledge. Similar for you, isn't it? Similarly, just as the tree's branches are objects of knowledge for you, other person's legs are also objects of knowledge for you. So also your own legs, your own thighs are objects of knowledge for you. Therefore, the whole physical body is as an object of knowledge, is object of knowledge for you as anybody else's body is an object of knowledge for you. Therefore, you cannot, isn't it? You cannot indicate, your own physical body cannot be indicated by the pronoun I. Because you are the experiencer, the subject of experience. You are the enjoyer, subject of enjoyment. You are the knower, subject of knowledge. And this body, definitely, this entire physical body, irrespective of whatever its weight is, it comes under the category of the object of knowledge. I am dehopi lokaha eva. This body is also what? Loka. This also is world, part of the world of objects. See, it is called learning to including your body as part of the world of material objects. But this body has a special function. What is that special purpose? It is for you to be there, isn't it? For you to, what not, to experience the external world of objects, to enjoy the external world of objects, this, no, which is this body, which is also part of the external world of material, world of objects, serves as an abode of enjoyment. Without this, no enjoyment is possible. Without this physical body, no experience is possible. Experience of the external world of objects, we use this term external. It's a relative. External, internal is relative expressions. So external world of objects means what? This body is also an object of experience. External world of objects means this body, which serves, now because of which alone, because of whose support alone, you are able to experience the external you are able to experience, first of all. Without this, experience is not possible. Enjoyment is not possible. That's why it's called bhoga ayatanam. Without this body, there is no experience possible, no enjoyment possible. That is why in sleep, what happens, even you fall asleep for some time, there is no knowledge that the body is for you. The minute the knowledge the body is not there, the body is not there. The body is as good as non-existent for you in sleep. Even though you are endowed with the body, the association with the body is not there. How? In terms of knowledge. You see, the body is knowledge is not there. Means body is as good as non-existent. When the body is as good as non-existent, then there's no experience. There's no experience of the external world. Is it clear? Therefore, what you want to, this body, even this way, the body serves as an abode of enjoyment, without which enjoyment, experience of external world is not possible. And then there's also what now the association is, because you could feel only till the end of this body, that much is, the mind is blessed with that capacity, isn't it? It can go, no, only pain, have this association only with this body, until this body. The range, isn't it? You can go beyond and then find out something. Because the objects you can, not the other bodies it can't feel. So here, that's why this body is also object of knowledge. Which means this is also a part of the world of material objects. Okay, this body is a board of enjoyment, means what about the instruments of enjoyment? Because you are the enjoyer, you are the experiencer, you are the knower, you are subject of knowledge, you have no doubt about it. There is, we know, for the enjoyment to happen, still you are dependent on instrument of enjoyment. An abode of enjoyment is required for the enjoyment experience to be possible. The instrument of enjoyment is also you have to think about. So that is why instruments of enjoyment, if we take all subtle powers obtaining in all these sense organs, your seeing power, your hearing power, your power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, all the five powers, what are they? They're all instruments of enjoyment, instruments of experience. And all your powers of organs of actions. So all these 10 powers, and they're all instruments of, for you, instruments of knowledge, instruments of actions, these powers. Minus these powers, no knowledge is possible, no activity is possible. That is why dead body, dead body has no experience. The experiencer is absent in dead body. Instruments of enjoyment are absent in dead body. Therefore, just then, in abode of enjoyment is without the know, enjoyer and the instruments of enjoyment. Abode is there, no enjoyment takes place, no experience takes place. Why? Enjoyer is not there. Instruments of enjoyment are also not there. So mind, the instrument of experience, mind, the sense powers, powers of organs of actions are not there. And also pranas are not there. No shakti is there. No power is there. All the subtle powers, all subtle powers, that's what I said, vyashti shaktayaha, vyashti shakti samuhaha, isn't it? The collection of all subtle powers obtaining in the form of sukshma shariram, isn't it? All of them go away from the dead body. Go away means that's when the body becomes dead. The sukshma departs, body is dead. It is mind leaves, along with the mind, all these powers leave. Because without the mind, is it, the powers themselves cannot remain. The powers go, powers also leave. That is why the entire sukshma leaves means what? All subtle powers leave. Therefore, instruments of enjoyment, experience are not there. No experience, no enjoyment is possible. And not only that, there is no, what, no? Experience also is not there. When you say experience is not there, what does it mean? The knowledge I am is also not there. I am the experiencer. Got it? Therefore, what I want to say, even all of them are also objects of knowledge. Not only the abode of enjoyment is an object of knowledge, the instruments of enjoyment, the instruments of knowledge, the all physiological functions, all of them are objects of knowledge. Which means you, the experiencer, the subject of experience is different from definitely all these, you know, instruments which are objects of knowledge. Then the next question comes, all of them are dissonant, which means all of them are objects of knowledge, means what about you, the experiencer? If you are distinct from all of them, different from all of them, there is no distance between the experiencer and the experienced mind. There is no distance between experiencer and the experienced sense powers. There is no distance between experience and the experienced pranas. There is no distance between experiencer and the experienced powers of organs of actions. There is no distance between experiencer and the experienced body. There is no distance between experiencer and the experienced. There is no physical distance. Which means the if you are the experiencer, no, who are you? Who are you, the experiencer, who is distinct from all the experienced objects? And you take your own mind also, all the vrittis, your mind or intellect or memory, all the thoughts, they're all different, the varieties of thoughts, all those thoughts are what again, are dependent on the knowledge I am. That's why this morning I was saying, you are aware, you are awareness. You are, then jealousy can be. You are, anger can be. You are, desire can be. You are, now pain can be, you are pleasure can be, you are enthusiasm can be, you are cheerfulness can be, if you are knowledge can be, you are ignorance can be. Understand? But without you, you there is no such thing called your desire, your anger, your jealousy, hatred existing without you. You are means everything is. The mind is. Therefore, you are means, and who are you, the experiencer? So the experiencer definitely is not the mind. Experiencer is not the sense organs. Experiencer is not the pranas. Experiencer is not the physiological functions. Experiencer is not the powers of organs of actions. Experiencer is not the experienced body. Experiencer is not anything externally experienced. Experiencer is distinct from the everything that is experienced, means who that experiencer is. To arrive at the experiencer, analyze all your possible experiences. You have distinguished the experiencer from the experience and the experienced, isn't it? Experiencer is distinct, different from the experienced. And the experiencer, distinguished means, now you have shifted the experiencer, I, from the all the objects of experience, including your mind. Therefore, now you analyze the three states of experience. There is no fourth state of experience. There are only three states of experience. In the three states of experience means, each state of experience is each state of mind. The state of mind is a state of experience. Mind is experience. Understand? We give another name for mind. Experience is the mind. There is no fourth state of experience, definitely. Three states of experience. That is why Shastra repeatedly says, avasthatrayam. Because why do we talk about three states of experience? Because all three are different. Different, no? Each state of experience excludes the other two states of experience. And no state of experience is continuous. So all these three states of experience are discontinuous and mutually exclusive. But how do you know that? Because I am there very much. That is why I know they are different, they are discontinuous, they are mutually exclusive, they are not inclusive. I know because I am the experiencer. How do you know that? I am the experiencer. I know my experience, isn't it? My experience, I am the experiencer. I know they are not the same. They are not continuous. They are mutually exclusive. I know. How do you know? Which means you must be there in each state of experience as the experiencer. The state of mind, the state of experience can change, but you must be there continuously, invariably. You means you, the experiencer, must be there invariably. Continuously in all these variable, discontinuous, mutually exclusive states of experience. Therefore, you are distinct from the experience also. Being distinct from the mind is what? Being distinct from state of experience. Therefore, the experiencer is awareness. the experiencer word, the content of the word expression experiencer is nothing but pure awareness. Like what? This is how you arrive at the, you know, when you sarvam brahmamayam, that sarvam you divide into three as what? Aham, idam, Ishwaraha, Bhagavan. Aham, okay, idam, Bhagavan. I, this, the Lord. This universe, I, the individual, this, not the Lord. Three. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwaraha. So you only hear, first of all, you are understanding, isn't it? Therefore, there is no experiencer other than awareness. The pure awareness. So how many ever opaque things are here? And all the opaque things, opaque thing, the very adjective opaque is the proof for that the object cannot shine independently. Opaque things shine means they shine after the light. Which means invariably the light, the existence of light alone is existence of the opaque things. Independently, without the light, the opaque things do not shine, cannot shine. That is why they are called opaque objects. And the shine means there is, you know, they are illumined. They cannot reveal their existence by themselves. They have to be illumined for them to shine. So they are illumined, therefore they shine. And the illumined means they are illumined because there is illumination. Illumination is there. Therefore they are illumined. Illumination is means that no illumination possible without the illuminator being there. So there is an illuminator which is definitely distinct from, different from, isn't it? The illumined. There's no illuminator distinct from, different from the illumined. And who this illuminator is? Who this illuminator is? Illuminator is, illumination is, illumined world of opaque objects is. We are using illuminator. See, it may be old example for you, which is for you to think. Illuminator is, illumination is, illumined world of opaque things is. So without the illuminator, illumination is not possible. Without the illumination, illumined world of objects is not possible. This illuminate, isn't it? Who this illuminator is? You only see it this way. Who this illuminator is? The light is turned off, illuminator goes. Opaque objects don't shine. Which means there's no illumination. They're not illumined. Illumined, unillumined or as well as non-existent. There's no illumination. Why? Because there's no illuminator. Light is turned off, illuminator is not there. Light is, illuminator is. Which means you arrive at the point where illuminator is light. It's called equation. What is illuminator is light. Illuminator is light, is the equation. What have you done with this? You have not pushed the illuminator into the light. There is no illuminator other than the light. You have to understand, illuminator is light, that expression is correct. But the light, you cannot say light is the illuminator, you cannot say. Light is not the illuminator, but there is no illuminator other than the light. Why do you say that? Because illumining is the not an action, will involved action on the part of the light. It's very nature. Prakashakam swarup, prakashana swarupatvat. Prakash, light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is light, because illuminator disappears if the light is not there. Light is turned off means illuminator disappears. The light is there and it's illuminator. That's what I'm saying. Got it? Light is not the illuminator because the illuminator is a status, qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined. What is illuminator? Adjective, isn't it? Illuminator light means illuminator is an adjective or qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined opaque. Is it clear? From the standpoint of the opaque, the illumined opaque, illuminator is a qualification attributed to the light. Because if there is no light, there can't be illuminator. Is there an illuminator other than the light? Opaque things and the light, only two things are here. Who is the illuminator here? Illuminator is the light. Is light the illuminator? If you ask light, why do you illumine all these opaque things? I don't illumine. Light will say, you know why I'm saying? Because light, that is not the action. That is swarupam. Prakashanaka, prakashana swarupatvat. Isn't it? We never say, from the standpoint of the light, light is not the illuminator. The standpoint of the opaque illuminator is the light. You got it? Yes. Therefore, you resolve the illuminator in light. So what is the truth of the illuminator? Light. Why? Minus, truth means the swarupam of the illuminator. There is no illuminator, somebody standing here. There is no form. Illuminator has no form. Illuminator is formless. Illuminator is just the qualification attributed to the light. Is the illuminator somebody? Like eater, runner. When somebody is running, you can say runner, walker, isn't it? Eater. Eater means you see some form sitting and involved in the act of eating. Isn't it? So who is the eater? Rajesh. Chumma jokes are. No, because you see the form, isn't it? Eating. Somebody sitting and eating. So, but like that, illuminator. Is there a form? Illuminator is a formless qualification attributed, temporarily attributed to the substance called light. Temporarily attributed qualification is illuminator. There is no illuminator other than the light. Okay? even the light from its own standpoint is not the illuminator. Illumining is its very swarupam. And what does the light do to illumine? Sannidhi matrena, sannidhya matrena, just, isn't it? Asti bhati is, therefore, shines. And in now is shines in its presence, it brings to light bhasayat, isn't it? It brings to light the opaque things. Bringing opaque things to light is its nature. It's swarupam, isn't it? Therefore, now understand is one word, illuminate. There's no illuminator. Even though we use the term illuminator, there's no illuminator with the form. Formless light, which is of the nature of illumining, alone obtains, looked upon, obtains as the illuminator, looked upon as the illuminator, qualified as the illuminator, from the standpoint of the illumined. Is it clear? Similarly, here, who this experiencer is? You, the first person singular pronoun I, you have carefully dragged it, shifted it, pulled it out. Intellectually, cognitively, have pulled it out from your body, your mind, your sense organs, your pranas. Isn't it? Now this I, what I am the experiencer. I am the experiencer means, what am I? What the experiencer am I? Who the experiencer am I? Isn't it? For that question, what is the answer you get? No? You, the experiencer, are awareness. So you, therefore, you are, so the swarupam of I, the swarupam of illuminator is light, the truth of the illuminator is I, so the truth of the illuminator is what? Light. Swarupam of the illuminator is light. Similarly, swarupam of knower, experiencer, I is nothing but awareness or consciousness. There is no knower, isn't it? There is no knower. There is no form. The knower with the form, there is no knower. Knower is a temporary qualification, attributed to the awareness, the pure awareness, the consciousness, obtaining in given body, mind, sense complex. Now, from the standpoint of the world of material, world of known objects. Understand? From the standpoint of the known material world of objects, which is inclusive of the body, mind, sense complex. From there, the knower is, what now? Knower is a status attributed to awareness. Just become very clear. There is no knower other than awareness. There is no distance between the illuminator light and the illumined mic opaque. So there is no distance between the knower awareness and the known the mind. We can say even illuminator awareness, illumined mind, illumined thoughts. Is it clear? Therefore, there is no form. Knower has no form. Form belongs to what? The known. Any subtle form, gross form, form, any form. Perceptible means gross form. Imperceptible means what? We say subtle form. Not available for senses means subtle. Still available for thought, perception, isn't it? There was subtle form or a gross form. Understand? But here, they say the knower is neither the subtle form, neither does it have subtle form, nor does it have gross form. Knower has no form, formless. There is no form, no knower. It is only an attribute. It's only a temporary qualification attributed to consciousness, awareness. From the standpoint of the known world of material objects. Is it clear?
Yes.
It is called what? You have cognitively resolved illuminator in the light. Intellectually resolving the illuminator in the light. Is there illuminator other than the light? No. Similarly, you resolve the knower in pure consciousness or awareness. There is no knower other than consciousness, other than awareness. But awareness, pure awareness or pure consciousness is not the knower. From the standpoint of consciousness, not the knower. Is it clear?
Mm-hmm.
This is what had distinguished the temporary attribute, qualification attributed to the awareness. From the standpoint of the known world of material objects, which is inclusive of your body, mind. Is it clear? Then is one thing.
So the very nature of awareness is just knowing.
Yeah.
For knowledge.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So knowing is the Swarupam. Being aware is the Swarupam. Being aware is the very nature. Being conscious is the very nature. That is why the nouns are used as consciousness. Isn't it? Awareness. So knowing is the very Swarupam. Therefore, Janati iti Jnanam. Jnanam Brahma. Janati is not an action. Swarupam. Janati iti Jnanam. No. See, Prakashayati iti Prakasha we say. But Prakashayati, is it an action? Prakasham Swarupam. No, illumining is its very nature. Just as light does not need to do anything to illumine, so also the awareness need not do anything to know. Knowing is what? Is very Swarupam. That's why the very word, the beautiful, the janati iti jnanam, the janati is not an action, Swarupam. The jnanam Brahma. I'm not talking about the vritti jnanam, okay? I'm talking about sarupa jnanam. Is it clear? Then, now you ask next, what is illumination? What is the truth of illumination? The truth of the illuminator is light. Truth of illumination is what? The light. That there won't be something called illumination without the light. Now I tell you, light does not create the illumined opaque. Anadi. Opaque is anadi. Opaque is not created by the light. Light is opaque is. There are two different, you see, one is self-luminous, one is opaque. But still, are they two Can you say that too? We have to say they are not one. Not one. But they are not two.
Did you say the light is the name?
No, no. You see, don't mix the examples now. It is example as example. Everything is, light all is opaque. The standpoint of rice. That's a different thing. Now, just example, don't search the example. Light should search only within the opaque things. Don't search it too much. Then that's a different, isn't it? Just example is to be understood, isn't it? Because very subtle thing. I want to see, make you understand there's nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. All the time we talk about, there is no nowhere with the form. Understand? The nowhere is just the qualification. Just the element is a qualification attribute to the light in a given context, isn't it? Relative. It's not absolute. So that's why I want to make it very clear. So when you say the opaque, you cannot say opaque and light are one. You can't say. But they are not two. Why do you say they are not two? Wherever opaque exists, opaque can never enjoy the status of being existent independently without the light. Minus light, opaque will be as good as non-existent. Now in darkness, opaque is. Okay? In darkness, opaque will be. You can't even say opaque will be. Opaque is not there. Why do you say it's not there? It's not there. Because it doesn't shine. It is not known. It is as good as non-existent. Understand? In darkness, opaque is as good as non-existent. Therefore, it exists, it enjoys the status of being existent only if there is light. Only if it reflects light. See, opaque to shine, it needs to reflect light. For it reflecting light is opaque shining. Then opaque is existent. For to reflect light, there must be light. Every opaque is what? Reflected light. Light reflected is opaque. Reflect light. Opaque is a reflecting medium for the light. Opaque is a reflecting medium for the light. Every opaque is what? The reflection of the light. Opaque happens to be the reflecting medium for the light. Opaque shines means it is reflection of the light alone shines as the opaque. What shines? Reflection of the light shines as the opaque. Reflection of the light shines as the opaque. What is reflection of the light? Light. There's no reflection of the light. Understand? There's just the light. Light again gets the qualification as what? Reflected light. Reflected light is only, reflected is only a temporary qualification attributed to the light in the presence of the opaque. Is there something different light? Two different lights are there? Pure light and reflected light? It's just the light. The light is, remove the mic from here, pure light. Bring the mic here, reflected light. Opaque comes, reflected light. Opaque goes, pure light. There's no pure light, there's no reflected light, just the light. But you have to distinguish, isn't it? In the presence of the opaque, you distinguish, you attribute, you know, the qualification, you attribute the qualification, reflected light. Take the opaque away, give the adjective to make it, distinguish it from the light obtaining during the presence of the opaque. Pure light. And comes reflected light. Orange reflecting medium. Reflected light. Pure light. Are there two different lights? No. Just a temporary qualification attributed. Is it clear? Therefore, opaque has no independent existence. For existence of light is the existence of the opaque. Therefore, we say, from the standpoint of the opaque, which is dependent on the light for its existence, we say the cause, you know, light is as good as the cause. Opaque is as good as the effect. No, the effect cannot exist independent of the cause. And here, opaque cannot exist independent of the light. Therefore, even though light is not the cause of the opaque, opaque is not the product of the light, we say as good as. Light is as good as the cause. Opaque is as good as the effect. Why? Because no independent existence. Got it now? Therefore, we say what now? If we see the light as the cause, as light is as good as the cause, opaque is as good as the effect. Light is not the cause. From the standpoint of the opaque, you can say light is as good as the cause. Opaque is as good as the effect. Therefore, there's no distance between cause and effect. Effect is nothing but appearance of the cause. Therefore, the entire world of opaque things is nothing but appearance of the light or reflection of the light. What is the world of opaque things? Nothing but reflection of the light, or you can say nothing but light. Is it clear? In the same way, you have to say, you have to remember this fact, you already included your mind, your pranas, your subtle for all instruments of enjoyment, all subtle powers, your gross body in the world of inert material objects. Remove the word opaque, use the term inert. Jada prapanchaha, jadyam, isn't it? Jadya swabhavika jada prapancha. You have to include everything in what jada prapancha, the world of inert, world of objects, including your body, mind, sense complex, is what now? Actually enjoys the status of being existent because it is known, because it is experienced. Unexperienced, unknown world of objects, material world of objects will be as good as non-existent if it is not experienced, if it is not known. So for the world, for the jagat, for the lokaha, including your body, mansions, complex, to enjoy the status of being existent, it must shine, it must be known. For it to be known, there must be knowledge. For the knowledge to be there, there must be the knower. That you are the knower means that knower, there is no knower, there is no form. With the knower is Chaitanyam. Therefore, knower is resolved in Chaitanyam. Now, resolved in consciousness, awareness, pure awareness. What is knowledge then? Tell me. What is knowledge? There is no knowledge other than consciousness. There is no illumination other than the light. There is no knowledge other than awareness. You can say awareness, consciousness, we can use one more term, pure knowledge. There is another synonym, okay, because I don't want you to confuse, because I have to handle other important topic is vritti jnanam anyway. I don't want to touch it now, time being. Let me go step by step. Is it very clear? Mm-hmm. So there is no knowledge. There is no experiencer is consciousness. There is no experience, there is no knowledge other than consciousness. The truth of the experiencer, knower, observer is awareness, consciousness. Therefore, the truth of the knowledge is what? There is no knowledge without the knower. Therefore, the truth of the knowledge is knower, consciousness. Is it clear? What is the truth of the known? Known is what? Known is inert world of material objects. So consciousness did not create, does not create the matter. Consciousness does not create the matter. Subtlest matter which you experience, you know, subtlest means not much original maya you can ever experience, because it's not possible. The subtlest matter experiences the mind, isn't it? The total ignorance you experience in sleep is subtlest matter. How subtle it is, at that onwards, you understand, anything experienced is what? The world of material, inert material objects, jada prapancha. Consciousness does not create the matter, but at the same time, they are completely diagonally opposite, isn't it? Tamah prakashvati virdha dharmo, dharma yoho. So they are completely different, opposed to each other. Consciousness is of the, different from what inert matter. Matter is of the nature of inertness. Consciousness is of the nature of consciousness anyway. They're different, like light and opaque. But consciousness does not create the matter. Matter is not the product of consciousness. Our consciousness also is not the product of matter, okay? That's another problem. Ubhav api anadi. Ubhav api, even though ubhav means both, we say, are they really both? Can you count? No. One alone has countability. Countability is only one. Why? Because consciousness, isn't it? This inert material world of objects has no independent existence. Why? Because even though the world, material world of inert world of objects exists, it is as good as non-existent if it is not known, experienced. If it is not there, unknown means not there. Unexperienced means not there. For it to enjoy the status of being existent, jagataha asthitva bhane eva. Only when it shines, it enjoys the status of being existent. Therefore, what is that which lends existence to this jagat? Lending existence is what? By doing something? Lending existence, again expression, is not an action. Lending existence is not an action. Light is lending existence to the opaque means, not by action, just presence is blessing. Presence is blessing. Lending existence is blessing. Blessing is what? Presence is blessing. Isn't it? So here we say this consciousness, no, by its mere presence lends existence. Through what? To the world, inert world of material objects. Lends existence. So being, that's why drishti reva srishtihi. Seeing is lending existence. Knowing is lending existence. Illumining on the part of the light as by swarupam is lending existence to the world of opaque things. Knowing is illumining, is lending existence. Got it? Existence to what? To your mind, to the senses, to the pranas, to the body, to the abode of enjoyment, instruments of enjoyment, knowledge of enough, even the experiencer, subject of enjoyment, the agent also. Understand? Like this here also. Therefore, are they two then? They're not complete, like of different natures. Consciousness and matter, are they two? Are they one?
No.
Are they two? No. Dvaitam. Na dvaitam. Not two. Therefore, advaitam. Ekam na. That's why we had to use the term advaitam, okay? Because ekam, you can say. Chaitanyam ekam, we say. But we had to talk about the whole as what? Advaitam. Not non-dual, not two. Why not two? Because we don't count matter as parallel reality. Why? It doesn't have independent existence of its own. It has dependent existence. Because anything which has dependent existence is as good as the effect. Even though it is not the, like water and wave, directly cause and effect, isn't it? Gold and chain, directly cause and effect, really. But here, consciousness and matter matter is as good as the effect. Consciousness is as good as the cause, as good as, from the standpoint of the matter. Why as good as the cause, but as good as the effect? Because it lends existence. Lends existence. Cause is that which lends existence to the effect. Effect is that which borrows existence. Understand? So being is what? No, having borrowed existence for the opaque. Like for inert matter also. It's called borrowing, not lending, not physical action, isn't it? Therefore, as good as the cause means, cause and effect. Effect is always appearance of the cause. Therefore, there is no distance between cause and effect. They're not two. Cause and effect are not countable, as counted as two. Effect is appearance of the cause. Ornament is appearance of the gold. Ocean is appearance of water. Understand? Similarly, the whole world of material, world of objects is appearance of all the movements, all the motions, all the jumping around, all the dances. What about this? We say all these motions. Are they real? Are they real? Not real. Mithya means not real. They are unreal? No, they are not unreal. We are experiencing mithya, seeming. We don't say unreal, it's seeming, apparent motions. That's why all these differences, all these motions, all these changes are what to seeming changes, seeming motions, movements in motionless, and that appearance of the motionless consciousness. Is it clear? Therefore, everything is Brahma. Just quickly, you see how when we have short time, we go like this. Lot of time means we go differently also. There's different ways of doing things. More vichara, isn't it, we can put in. Because always start with the simple vichara only. Can't go into this other vicharas. You resolved what now? Experiencer, experience, experienced. Where is the Lord? Where is the creation? One more point I have to tell you. I said every opaque is a reflecting medium for the light. Every opaque, next step, every opaque is nothing but reflection of the light. Similarly, every inert material object is manifesting medium for consciousness. Every material object is manifestation of consciousness. Whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge manifests the universe. There is no creation. There is no creation. Like light reflected is what? The opaque world of objects. Consciousness manifest is the universe, the inert world of objects. Manifestation of consciousness is the jagat. Okay? If not, there's no manifestation, there is consciousness and matter are inseparably one. When there is no plurality, there is no jagat. You are like in sleep. How you are in sleep? You are not knowing you are. Isn't it? You are. You are means consciousness is. Understand? In Pralaya also be like that only. Therefore, then there is no manifestation. Then there is no manifestation, what happens? The manifesting main medium, mind, resolved. Therefore, there is no manifestation. The whole jagat resolves, is as good as non-existent. Jagat may be there. Is it there for you? You fall asleep, where is the jagat for you? No, I was fast asleep, the jagat was really troubling. Hey, when you are fast asleep, means jagat cannot trouble you. Because jagat will not be there. How can an jagat which is not there can trouble you when you are fast asleep? We are not fast asleep, okay? You're up. You have to be. See, Jagat, understand what I'm saying? Jagat is, how can, Jagat is as good as non-existent for the one who is fast asleep. Why? because again, the jagat is resolved. Because the manifesting medium, direct manifesting medium, mind, isn't it, is resolved. Therefore, whole jagat is as good as non-existent. You understand first one step here. Whole jagat is as good as non-existent. Jagat is, isn't it? This manifestation of consciousness, then jagat is. Consciousness is not manifest, jagat is not there. Consciousness is always there. Does it go and come? No. What goes and comes? Manifesting medium. The vrittis, the thoughts, the mind contract, resolve, medium goes. Therefore, there is no manifestation. Consciousness is, manifestation is not there. Manifestation is not there means what? No jagat. Jagat is as good as non-existent. Understand? So in the same way, the whole jagat is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Jnanameva jagad rupena bhasate. It is light alone shines in the form of the world of opaque things. We say consciousness alone, pure knowledge alone, shines in the form of the world of inert material objects. Okay? Therefore, there is no creation when you are said, then you there is no creator, lender of existence other than consciousness. Okay? Consciousness is not the creator. Consciousness is not the creation. Consciousness is not the jagat. Consciousness is not the experiencer. Experience or the experienced. But the experiencer is consciousness. Experience is consciousness. Experienced is also consciousness. Okay? Let us see that therefore, every day what should we do? Now we need, when we go to, time Aicha? Stop, stop. Oh, tea time, tea break? Okay, stop. Shana, you remember, I won't be aware of the time. Okay, go have tea and come back, okay? We'll start the text now.